We're going to get into a lot of ideas today. We're going to talk about, of course, end of year, what is going on. We're coming up in that end of year. A lot of critical things to talk about. We're also going to talk about the three mistakes. There were some interesting articles I read. The three mistakes to avoid when you move your 401k to a Roth. The market's at all-time highs. What does that mean? And then this other article, which was on 10 subtle signs that you're ready to retire. I'm going to see if you're on, if some of these on this list actually pertain to you. If you want to reach out to us, you can always give us a call at 630-864-6711. I'm going to make some offers today. Again, 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for our classes. You can download reports. You can even schedule a time to get on my calendar to talk about any of the topics we cover today. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. But like as I said, let me dig in and get started because the clock is ticking. End of year planning. End of year planning. And we talk about it. End of year planning is important because this is what I'm going to say. It gives you that final chance to optimize taxes, strengthen your investments, and align your financial goals. And also, I would say, we may call this the strategic window to lock in some opportunities. But moreover, and in the second place, as we like to say, you enter the new year with a clear financial picture and reduce stress, right? Because the end of year means we're going into a new year. This is really critical. It's all about taking action and not procrastinating. So I'm going to get into a number of ideas here. I'm also going to offer the end of your planning report because I can't get into everything because we have a lot to cover. This is why I said get your pencils and pens ready. Let's start with the first topic, which is Roth conversions. I know I talk about them, but I'm going to give you some examples today. Meetings I had this week alone, two or three, maybe more meetings where we had these conversations. So I think it's going to be helpful. Let me start by just saying Roth conversions, that is taking money from forever taxed to never taxed. And the rule is this. This is the rule, right? You can move any amount at any time, at any age. Let me repeat that. You can move any amount at any time, at any age. If you have $1 million in a IRA, you can move $1 million, again, at any time, at any age, in any amount. Not suggesting that because you're going to pay, obviously, tax on every penny. But why would we do Roth conversions? Well, because when you move money from that forever tax to never tax, what are you accomplishing? Obviously, you're paying the tax just once. The money will grow tax-free the rest of your life. The tax on it, rate on it, is always zero. There are no required minimum distributions. It will never go on your 1040. It is not taxable to your spouse or your children and not used in determining your Social Security or Medicare premiums. See the reason? So this is why this is so critical. That's why I'm pounding the table on end of year. You have time to do it. I have done multiple Roth conversions. I've even called clients and said, we got to do a Roth conversion before the end of the year. I had this question. I'll give you a couple quick examples. Now, if you want some information on this or you want to give us a call and schedule a time and we can walk through the numbers and do the calculation, 630-864-6711. If you want to schedule a time or just have a conversation, you can always go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Get on my calendar, and we can spend, like I said, 15, 20 minutes chatting about it. You can even download our report. Go to the reports and download the tax-free strategies. This is one of them. So I had a couple come in. I'll give you one in their 50s and one in their 70s. And the question was, do I do a Roth conversion? And these are ideas that dovetail with end-of-year planning as well, you know, other ideas in the end-of-year planning. So this couple was in their 50s, and they said, should we do them? They still are in probably a 24% marginal tax bracket. So what I said to them is, here's a couple ideas. We could look at doing small Roth conversions right now. I might want to wait a few years because they're hoping to retire in 5 years. But what about trying to get more money into your Roth? The one person, I said, what you can do is you can do what's called a non-deductible IRA contribution and convert it to a Roth. There's also solo 401ks. I want to mention this idea as well. For anyone that has a business, I don't care if you're a sole proprietor, you're an LLC, you're an S-Corp, especially if you're an individual, you can do what are called solo or individual 401ks. What does that mean? That means you can get, if you're 50 or over, you can get $31,000, you can even get more into it. You can put money into these, and you can do it before the end of the year. You know, you want to make sure you do this properly, but what if you could get $30,000 into a Roth before the end of the year? That's on top of the Roth conversion. So I had this discussion with, I said, has anyone talked to you about this? See, this is where we're different by design. Then, so we talked about solo 401ks, which you can also do Roths. They're not income tested. 401ks are not income tested. I don't care if you're making $500,000 a year. You can do a Roth 401k, okay? Whether it's through your employer or you set one up yourself. But these are ideas, especially when we work with small business owners or individual owners. The other thing I talked to them about, again, was doing conversions on top of this. And then also the wife could do, they could both do what are called non-deductible or backdoor Roths. Those are three ideas in just one meeting. I'll give you another example because we're running up against clock. We got a lot more to get into. But this was a couple that was in their 70s. They came in and said, you know, should we do Roths? We hear you talking about them. And again, so same question, couple different scenarios. And what I showed them was the husband is still working. Okay, so he's got his plan. He's contributing to it and so on. But I noticed the one spouse had a smaller IRA. And this is why end of year can be really pivotal. I said to them, she had about $70,000 in an IRA. So I said, here's what we can do. Let's convert $35,000 on December whatever. We could do it December 30th. And then you convert $35,000 on January 2nd. That's over 2 years. You see what I'm saying? This is the same thing with other tax strategies. You can, in 1 week, you can do things over two tax years. And so what we're going to do is we're going to convert half of it this year, half of it next year. There are no more IRAs, no RMDs on it. Done. It will never be taxed. And then we're going to make contributions for 2025 and 2026. $8,000, which we can do for 2025. And I think it goes to $8,600. I got to confirm that. But $8,600 next year. So we're going to get another $16,600 on top of the $70,000. This stuff gets fun. All tax-free, no RMDs, and then we're going to take a look at some Roth conversions down the road. So when he retires, this falls in with the tax planning versus tax preparation or tax strategies. I know this is more towards end of year, but it is part of your tax planning. That's why it's so critical when we talk about the tax planning is something you do every April with your CPA versus, you know, you're looking down the road ahead, not in the rearview mirror. And you're just reporting history, using tax laws to save money. You know, it's. I think that's what happens, and that's unfortunate. So look at the idea of Roth. You have until December 31st. If you don't do it by December 31st, you have lost a year to start doing Roth conversions. I don't care if you do 5,000 or 10,000. Let's get started down this path. And then you can take a look. I mentioned the solo 401k. There's so many different ideas than spreading it over a couple years in a short period of time because we're coming up on that December 31st. Again, how many of you are getting this advice? If you want to schedule a time, again, if this is something that you've been thinking about and you're not sure or you're not getting the answers, which is fairly common, go talk to a CPA. They'll have a discussion, and sometimes you get different answers. If you want a solid review of these ideas, just your overall plan too. Where do you stand? What about your investments? How about some tax strategy idea? Tying all this stuff together, creating income, getting most of it tax-free. Just give us a call. We'll sit down and we'll do a complete analysis and review for your specific situation, right? Whether you're 50, 60, 70, we'll talk about some great ideas to get you into a better position. This is all about forward planning, right? So again, if you want to schedule a time, 630-864-6711. We like to say we're different by design. We do estate. We have an attorney. Does estate planning, we do income planning, tax planning, which I've been talking about up to now, all of these asset protection. We call it the five pillars of your plan. So this is how we do complete planning. I've had a couple meetings this week where people said, yeah, you know, the reason I came in, I said, what was it that prompted your interest in talking to us? And they said, well, you know, you sound like you do more of a complete approach. And that's really, I'm not getting that. And, you know, that's fine. That's what we do. So, and we have some great conversations. I just talked about some examples of just conversations I had this past week, talked about Roth conversions. I'm going to get into a couple more ideas here in a second. Very interesting, I think. But the question is, are you getting these ideas? Again, we do the managed money. I think we do a good job. But then that's not what it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. We've said that before because you may be giving up. Things may not be working for you. And so that's really why we're pretty adamant about that. So if you want that end of your planning information, I can get it out to you. We have a report. We'll go through some of these ideas, but you can have it in front of you. I'll get it to you. You can give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can send me an email if you have a question. As I said, we will get back to you. There's no question about that. If you have a specific question, everybody's situation is unique. And so we want to make those opportunities available to you. But let me continue on this end of year. I talked about Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. Not going to spend a lot of time on it, but you have the end of the year to do required minimum distributions. If you are of age, 73, you have to take money out of your, you're supposed to at least. There's a 25% penalty. You need to take that out. Okay. Now, you can also, if you've inherited an IRA from a non-spouse, a sibling, a parent, friend, doesn't matter if it's a non-spouse, you cannot assume ownership. So you do have required minimum distributions. Those are the new rules. So you really need to be aware of some of these things. Again, a 25% penalty. I know sometimes we forget, but if January 1st comes and you forgot to take that RMD, especially if you're new to this, really, again, don't forget. One other comment I'll make about required minimum distributions, and then I'll move on, which, by the way, you don't have to take them with Roths. I'm sorry, I keep coming back to that. But you can do what are called qualified charitable contributions, okay, or qualified charitable distributions from a retirement account. They will not be taxable if you do that. It's to a charitable group. If you do that, then it's not taxable to you. So rather, that might make sense for some people. Rather than taking it out of a bank account or investments, you can take it from this and not maybe a tax benefit to it, especially if you're not itemizing. Okay, so I'm going to move on from that. But again, if you have any questions, you know, just give us a call on any of these things. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. And a couple other things on end of year planning. Again, Roth conversions are usually the most common thing that people are interested in understanding and if they should do that. I've said before, you can do any amount at any time at any age. But if you have a $100,000 retirement account, you know, I wouldn't just suggest you do 100. Well, I don't know your situation, but, you know, you can do $25,000 a year for 4 years. And guess what? You can get 2 years out of the way within a month. You can do $25,000 December, $25,000 in January. You're halfway there. This is why this stuff is so important. I hope you're seeing that. But again, if you have questions on the Roth conversions and you want to look at the numbers and then understand your marginal tax brackets, I'm just saying for couples, the numbers are going up. You know, you're in a 22% tax bracket all the way up to $206,000, and then it's 24%. So if I said to you, you're going to pay 22% to convert money to never pay tax on it the rest of your life, whether it's on the growth, there's no required distributions, it's tax-free forever, it goes to your spouse and children tax-free, would you do it? Well, there's where you can answer these questions. Again, not just because someone's told you so. The other things I mentioned, again, the solo 401k, required minimum distributions, charitable contributions. Again, I'll spend just a minute on this. If you do not the standard deduction is pretty high. Okay, for a couple, it's $30,500. That's what every couple gets. You just get it. That's what you get to deduct from your income. So the rub there was, well, if I'm just using the standard deduction, I don't get to deduct my charities. Hold on a minute. The big, beautiful bill. Well, now it's the big, beautiful law, I guess, whatever. You can do charitable. I told someone this the other day. I said, oh, I should have kept receipts. But they're going to allow you now to do for a couple, $2,000, for an individual, $1,000 above the line. So you can actually, even if you don't itemize, even if you use a standard deduction. So remember that. Please don't forget these things. And this is coming from an investment advisory, registered investment advisor, you know, part of our retirement planning group. But these are things we do. So remember, $2,000 as an example, I will keep the number simple. Let's say you're in a 25% effective tax bracket, right? Or a 30%, doesn't matter. But if it's $2,000, that's $500. Would you bend over to pick up $500? I hope so. This is simple stuff. And so this is why if you start doing these things, it just becomes habit and you're incorporating every year. Let me give you one other idea, and then it's not in the weeds, but I've mentioned all these things that you could be doing prior to the end of the year. And of course, setting yourself up for next year. And if we don't do these things and December 31st comes and goes, we've missed one more year of opportunity to do these things. And it's a shame because keep in mind, when you pay a tax and I give money to the government, my partner, that's not just a bill that you're paying. It's money that will never grow in your accounts for the rest of your life. that's a pretty big number when you start running these numbers, especially year after year after year. One other thing I'll talk briefly about, again, this gets in a little more advanced, but I had this conversation, right? I'm giving you examples of conversations I've had just this week. This happens every week, but it was an individual who has a corporation, and we had a talk, and I explained to him that there's called what's called a salt workaround. I'm sorry to get, I'll just be very brief on this, but if you have a business, keep this in mind, S-Corp LLC partnership, you can pay your income taxes. And again, please check into this. I'm happy to help you out and we can have the discussion. You can pay your state income taxes through your business. This was because, and then still take a standard deduction. So I just want to let you know, because if it's coming off your corporate returns, that means you're paying less tax. You know, that transfers on to your 1040. So whether you're taking, if your state income tax, whatever it is, you're deducting it off one side, it's still coming off. When you put that, it's gonna, that number is going to be less on your 1040 because you deducted on that side and you took the standard deduction. Again, I just want, Illinois is one of the states, I'm trying to think if there's other states where you have to check your state, but that allow what's called a salt workaround. So if you have a corporate, you can actually take an expense, for lack of a better word, your taxes there and take your standard deduction as well on your 1040. Again, I'm just giving you basics. This is why I said have a writing instrument for these ideas, because I've covered everything from a solo 401k to Roth conversions, charitable contributions to RMDs to the salt workaround. I mean, and there's more. So again, I'm giving you hopefully a sense of how we work with individuals. As I said, if you're my client, these are things we're advising you on. It's the big picture. It's the five pillars. This is part of it, right? It's not just about the investments. I want you to be tax efficient, which we're going to talk about coming up. I do want to get into the market, and we're also going to cover some of these other ideas. But for those of you that really want to dig into some of this stuff, because all of this, you know, is unique to you. And so if you want to schedule a time or even chat, as I said, I'm happy to answer questions. If you want to schedule time on the phone, you go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Schedule a time on my calendar. Sign up or email me. If you want to schedule time to get together or get some of the information, I always customize some of this stuff for you. I'll give you our number. It's 630-864-6711. We cover everything. As I said, I like to say we're a complete retirement planning. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep, which means, and I'm part of a registered investment advisory group. We do portfolio management. I'm also licensed in life insurance, healthcare, annuities, all long-term care. So I'm insurance licensed as well. I've been doing this quite some time. But that's our approach. Again, it's not just about managing the portfolios. I hope you've gotten an idea of that. It's also about creating income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes during your lifetime and down to your children, having an estate plan that controls assets, again, having the right documents in place, as well as to your children and grandchildren, and then, of course, the investment plans and the asset protection. We're going to talk about a couple more things. I wish we could cover everything, but we've offered some information today. So if you want the information on the end of your planning ideas, whether it's the Roth conversions or it's the solo 401ks or it's the salt workaround, I mean, charitable contributions, all of these things, we can talk about it. I'm sure there's something there that's going to pertain to you and going to put more money in your pocket and also give you more control and hopefully put you in a better place from a mindset standpoint and how you plan your retirement. So if you want any of that information, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And as I said, we can get you information directly, or if you want to even schedule a time to talk to me for a few minutes, you can go to our website too, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Lots of information. Sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for our class. Download reports. It's all there, right? So as I said, we've talked about a number of topics already. I wanted to get into this other one, which I've been mentioning briefly. And it was the 10 subtle signs you already retired. This was a Wall Street Journal article. And I wonder if these are on your list. I want to talk about that. As I said, this is talking about, are you mentally ready to retire? We're going to talk about, are you financially ready? Because this is another common question I get. You know, can I retire? And this article says, here are 10 subtle signs. We expect clear indications that it's time to leave work. But maybe we're looking for the wrong thing. Some of these are funny, not so funny, I guess. But you arrive at work feeling numb. I don't know about that. The other one is, I agree with some of these. I see it. You shrink from learning new tech tools. You know, maybe you're not thinking, but you're thinking, it's just, you're not thinking of retirement, but these things may be, maybe there's a reason subconsciously you are. You avoid promotions. That I would agree with, too. You constantly check your 401k. All right. If you're suddenly looking at your 401k balances more often, it could be a sign you're mentally checking out. Okay. And you're checking in to see where you stand. Wish you could volunteer more. And I like this. I don't want to say I like this one. It's kind of funny. You hate your boss. Anyway, that's an interesting article. Maybe we'll get to go into a couple more of those. But my point is, we may be ready mentally, but then we're saying, God, I want to go, but I just don't, I'm not comfortable walking away. Because when you think about it, when your retirement ends, well, so does your regular salary. So does your paycheck. And so when we talk about income planning, that's another thing we do. And I've said before, it's not just about growing a pile of money and picking at it. You know, we can talk about, hey, you got $1 million. Someone will say, that's the wrong number to be looking at, by the way. Or I have $2 million. I have $1.5 million. And we see these articles all the time. Is $1.5 million enough? Well, that's almost a trap in a way. I mean, it's laudable. It is terrific. When I have people come in here and I see all the money they've saved and the hard work they put in, wow, I mean, you know, I'm really impressed and I feel good for them. And it's like, man, that's a great thing. And but I'm blessed because I can try to help, you know, take it to the next step. And then how do we turn that into an income stream? As I said, assets are different than income. And it's very important to understand the difference. You can have $1 million. That is no guaranteed income off that. If the market drops 30%, I mean, just this year it dropped peak to trough 20. Now, it did come back. Not suggesting that. Again, I'm not, you know, investments aren't critical, and we do that. But how is that going to affect you mentally? So let's talk about, in fact, we have an income planning packet. I haven't offered that in a while. But it has all the worksheets. It has the process. It has the steps that, you know, to take in putting a plan together. So we can send that out to you. The worksheets are fillable. It's got your budget worksheet, your income sources. So you can start to put that together. It's got the Social Security decision. That's an income strategy. It's got the maximizing income. It's got the ideas of creating income. If you want that, we'll get it out to you. I'll offer it again, but it's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Creating an income plan, and this walks you through it step by step. It's the process. It's the blueprint. That's my words. So let's talk a little bit about income planning and how do we create guaranteed income. I said, let's differentiate. So in other words, why is income different than savings and investments? Well, savings can run out. Income comes in. This is why I define income. This is the way you should define it, I believe. One, Social Security is an income. It comes in regardless. I don't care if the market's up or down. You're getting that check. So we want to talk about replacing the paychecks. How do you do that? I'm going to give you another idea here, which I've talked about before. But first of all, you should figure out, and that's why these worksheets are so great, because you have to fill in the numbers. So it has a part there where you put in all, what are all my income sources? Social Security. And we can have a whole discussion on the Social Security decision. Again, that's something we do, the claiming strategies. But you should know what your Social Security benefits are. Between you and your spouse, they're $70,000. That's pretty important to know. But that's an income. Comes in regardless of age. Comes in regardless of the market. Comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. There's the definition of income. Pensions. Comes in regardless of the market. I don't care if it's up or down or sideways. It comes in regardless of your age. I don't care if you're 65, 85, or 95. And it comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. If you could have all the income you needed in retirement, how would you feel? If you could say, you know, and there's been studies that have showed this, right? And that's one of the biggest things here. The most important risk is the psychology. There was a 2025 study by the Retirement Income Institute. It found that retirees spent about 80% of guaranteed predictable income, such as Social Security, pension, and annuities, but only spent about 50% of portfolio income. What does that mean? That means that, you know, in many cases, and unfortunately, we're afraid to spend that pile of money. That's just, again, there's other studies I could refer to. So what happens? Maybe we don't take that trip. Maybe we don't do some things with our children and grandchildren. Maybe we don't do whatever it is in our life that we want to enjoy, or we don't go out as much, and we don't enjoy, for, you know, all this hard work that we put in. So creating the guaranteed income and replacing those paychecks, as I said, this is really important stuff. So I would start with, and that's why I offered the worksheets and the information, start defining these things. Provide clarity. So what are your Social Security benefits? And keep in mind, again, with these claiming strategies, I don't want to, we could spend a whole show on Social Security, but your claiming strategy, remember, that's an irrevocable decision, right? If you take it at 62, it's a 30% reduction from your full retirement age if it's 67. And that's for a lifetime. So we really want to understand when we make that decision to try to maximize our benefit. And then understanding with the spouse, too. So first of all, understand that, Social Security. Then your pensions. Reach out to your pension providers, for those of you who have pensions. Number one, to find out what it is. Now see how we're starting to stack this. I'm going to talk about annuities here in a minute. I want you to understand this difference between creating an income plan and having the assets. What if you, I like the idea of having both. So you have the paychecks coming in every week so you can do what you want, and then you still have investments. So if you want to pull $10,000 or $20,000, you just, or it's a legacy to your family. This is why this planning stuff is so important. You see how it all relates. And so for those of you, too, that I would say who have a pension, and we didn't get it to spend much time on asset protection, which is one of the five pillars, but I'm giving you ideas today, and I offered that packet. But if you want to, if this is a little, you know, confusing, and well, it's a lot of this stuff. It's very, what is, how should I claim? How should I look at my Social Security? What happens if a spouse passes away? What type of income can I create that it, will last a lifetime? How do I create an income plan that lasts a lifetime? And oh, by the way, how do I try to get as much of it tax-free? If those are questions that you want to understand, and maybe there's things, as we've already said, you can do before the end of the year and start this process. Get off the schneid. Give us a call. Pick up the phone. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Asset protection. And, of course, estate and legacy planning. That's a, those are the five pieces. That's complete. That's my definition. And I think that's the blueprint. You know, we have that on our website, by the way. Five pillars, or the five simple steps, which covers this whole creating an overall retirement or a complete retirement plan, and you can access that. I've offered, you know, other information today. I offered the income planning pack, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a second, and also asset protection, or how do you protect the income from these unforeseen events. We're going to talk about these. These are all parts of your plan, and if we're not taking a look at these, you know, this was an article on the Wall Street Journal. He was a columnist for them, and he said my wife and I had planned the perfect retirement, and then she got sick. Again, at least having these conversations, not the most pleasant thing, but that's where I talk about this asset protection. What happens if a spouse passes away? What happens if a spouse has a long term illness? Have you even had those discussions? We have those discussions. Those are some other things we're going to talk about. But if you want some of the information on the end of your planning, the tax planning ideas, pick up the phone and give our team a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll get it to you. You're going to get an objective, honest assessment of things. And so, again, please feel free to reach out to us. Let me go a little bit more into the income planning piece. I talked briefly about that. Why is this so important? Of course it is, because when your job stops, so do your paychecks, right? And so your wages go away. And so we want to make sure, hey, when we go into retirement, we're having, you know, we're living longer than ever, right? Social Security typically is not enough. Of course, healthcare costs rising, all of these things. And then we have inflation. Nobody is immune from inflation. And so have you taken these things into consideration? And that's why we talk about creating solid income planning in addition to the investments. You know, they can be they're two different things. But creating income, you can't outlive. I talked about Social Security, and we've talked about claiming strategies. In fact, the Social Security Decision Report is on our website, at least to get you started on asking some of these questions. We do run an analysis, a complete analysis of Social Security for you, so you can see the numbers and make an informed decision. Then there's the pension decision. What do you do there? How do we maximize our pensions and then make sure they're set up not only for our life, but those are married for our spouse's life? And then I just wanted to talk briefly about the annuities, which we've talked about. But, you know, if I said to you, I gave you the option of $1 million or $70,000 a year, which one would you take? Now, that's an asset versus an income. You know, I think the actuarially, it's roughly around that amount. You could get that amount of income, let's say $60,000 to $70,000, for the rest of your life. In fact, you could get a joint lifetime income. So think about that. Again, I just want you, and we have, again, as we always do, we have information on this, on these annuities. Are they better than investments? No. Are they worse than investments? No. They actually are an investment vehicle. But you eliminate market risk. You eliminate longevity risk, right? Because it comes, and there's an asset protection piece to it, because if you set it up properly, it continues for both your lifetimes. So for those of you that are married, if you pass away, it continues to your surviving spouse. Those are not bad things. Now, you have to understand the pros and cons. But I'm giving you that example. If you were able to create $60,000 of income, joint lifetime income, and you and your spouse had a Social Security and there's a pension, well, one of the largest Social Security is going to stay for the rest of both your lives. The annuity income is going to stay for the rest of both of your lives. And then, depending on if you have a pension, what the survivor benefit is, that's going to stay as well. So I call it a domino effect, right? Because I'm talking about income planning and creating an income plan. I'm happy to run the information for you on the annuities so you can see if they make sense for you. Look, if the market does 10% a year for the next 10 years and we never ever done, who needs an annuity, right? But I just don't know, and nobody does. And I mentioned the psychology of it, how in the previous segment, when you have a steady paycheck, and that's really what it is, it's a guaranteed lifetime income, I can say that. Does it allow you to do the things you may otherwise not do? It does, according to these studies. The Retirement Research Institute said when you have a regular paycheck, you're more apt to go take a trip. You're more apt to just enjoy some things, go out to eat, whatever it may be. And so this is where it can really be a benefit to your plan, and you should understand it. And they may or may not be for you, but I'm just explaining some of the benefits in how you can use these in your planning. And as I said, I'm happy to get you information that you can look at and say, yes, it's for me, or no, it's not. But it is a way of creating almost your own private pension. You hear people talk about these income guarantees. They're talking about annuities, okay? But they can work. And I'm an investment advisor. We do manage portfolios, but I'm also insurance licensed. And sometimes they make sense and to create guaranteed lifetime income. Again, I just wanted to put that out there as something. When I said at the beginning, I want to give you ideas to consider. We talk about creating income, but what if you could get most of that income tax-free? Because you're also incorporating the tax ideas we just talked about, right? By the way, your Social Security, if most of your money was in a Roth or all of your money was in a Roth, you get all your Social Security tax-free, 100%. So I'm giving you maybe an extreme illustration, but it's a fact. So what if you get part of the way there? Maybe not all of it's in a Roth, but I get most of my Social Security tax-free. Why aren't we doing these things? And this is what we call forward planning, plus creating the income I can't live. Now we can talk about the asset protection piece. I mentioned that article. His wife had Alzheimer's, and she does now. He's dealing with it, you know, and I had a meeting, again, this week. These are conversations I have. Now, this was apparent, but $10,000 to $11,000 a month for a nursing home care. $10,000 to $11,000 a month. And so we can create a great income plan. We can create a great tax plan. We can create a great investment plan. But that asset protection piece, which is one of those five pillars, what are you doing to protect yourself from a long-term illness? And you can private pay. You may have the assets to do that. But again, it doesn't make sense to look at strategies. I will tell you this. The insurance companies have come a long ways. They've created these life insurance / long-term care hybrids, so you may want to look at them. They can provide long-term care if you need it. To the extent you don't use it or ever use it, guess what? It goes to your spouse or your children, the death benefit, so or the life insurance. So there's ways to put this as piece of your plan. Does it make sense to have this to protect the pot of money you work so hard during the income you've worked so hard to create? Maybe. But this is what we talk about. And again, we look at the different options that are available to you. There's one other piece of this, which I said, here we are with the domino effect. If there's a long-term illness and there's maybe dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever it may be, if you're incapacitated, you need a power of attorney. And this gentleman, he had a power of attorney, thank God. And so he was able to reach out to these companies and act on behalf of his mother. So, and that's true with the spouse. So that's why I talk about having these right documents in place. That's the fifth piece, the estate and legacy planning. If you don't have a power of attorney in place, you cannot access your spouse's IRA or 401k. You cannot. You need to have that. You may be a beneficiary, but they're still alive. So, you know, assets can be frozen during your lifetime. And so I get a little animated about these things, but that's why when I talk about being complete, those five pillars, we have the reports, we have the information. Here's a better solution. If this is something that you've been thinking about and it's like, okay, I have all these moving parts, I have some maybe accounts in different places, we don't really have a complete plan, and it's working together, this is what we do. There's no cost or obligation. If you want to schedule time to come in, there's no sales pitch. I mean, how I'm talking now is what we'll talk in a meeting. We're very laid back. If you want to just give us a call you'll walk out of here with not only, if you want, a plan. We'll do a full analysis, but certainly, even if it's just one meeting, you're going to walk out of here with some ideas. So if you want to pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Give our team a call, 630-864-6711. And you can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, to get on my calendar, schedule a time, email me, sign up for our newsletter, whatever it may be. But we're here for you. So I hope this has been helpful. I've covered a lot of ideas. But again, everyone's situation is unique. That's why I offer these no cost, no obligation opportunities to sit down or even have a phone conversation.
Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.